Shortage of premix fuel is seriously affecting the activities of fishermen and fishmongers in fishing communities in Accra. A visit by our reporter Rita Nyakung to these communities showed fishermen at the beaches whiling away time as they wait the arrival of the next consignment of premix.
Fishing communities visited were Jamestown and Choco. There were many canoes at the beaches, and fishermen were loitering around. While some fishermen said they did not have enough fuel to take them deep into the sea, others said they did not have any at all. According to them, they sometimes go to the filling stations to buy diesel and mix it with the little premix fuel they have, but it is very expensive. The chief fisherman for Jamestown, Nikai Okaishi, explains how the situation is affecting the activities.
Really, we've had our supply for last week, and that is 2 tankers. One is 3,000 gallons, and we have 3 filling stations. So we distribute 1,000. And we've had our supply for last week. Perhaps for this week, we've not had anything at all. So there's shortage, and it do affect the fishermen. We are in a fishing season, and they are now to be supplied to the premium fuel. The thing is not there. They have to go to the filling station to buy at a very high price. And also, they have to buy oil mix before they can use it on their machine. So at the moment, it's affecting the seller. If there's no fish, the fishmonger too, we don't have the fish to sell. So we want the government to at least try and help us. Well, we see the fishing season. And by now, we have to at least be getting fish. And some of the fishermen cannot afford the prices at the fishing station. So really, we do affect us a lot. The fishmonger, the fishermen, and all those who work to bring the fish down.
Nikai Okaishi said, light fishing is affecting them and called on the authorities to help address the issue.
This morning I heard from one of our fishermen that they are still doing light fishing in summer. So the commander there, at least will work out. Because there was a time they came here to arrest our men who are using this molecular mineral as the rubber net. And we feel they must at least help us in arresting those doing the light fishing. They are still doing it. And when they are doing the light fishing, the fish doesn't calm down.
A fisherman at Choco, Ayite Kwe, also shared his sentiments about the situation.
Our fishermen, if we don't get our permit for our fishing, we have a season. The season for from July, August, September. If the permit didn't come well, we cannot also go fishing well. Because that was our season time. The fish can come well to the people to sell. But if it comes on maybe it comes on Monday, we sell it for 2 days. Because we have many people in the seaside and the premix cannot come well. When the petrol comes every week, maybe if it comes at Choco, they sometimes will come to Lantiman or Alamo Junction. So that if they are coming continuously regularly, we can also go to fishing, we can see fishing many in the country.
A fishmonger, Akwele Nati, said the situation is affecting their businesses because they do not get enough fish to sell, and this is affecting their livelihood.
Because of the shortage of premix fuel, the fishermen say they cannot go to sea, and when this happens, we the fishmongers do not get enough fish to sell. This is really affecting our business. This has also worsened our living conditions because this is what we do to take care of our families.
A fishmonger, Akwele Nati, ending that report by Rita Nyako.
Now, there have been reports of shortage of diesel in parts of the country over the past few days. Radio Ghana now finds out the effect of this shortage in the regions, especially...
We have such a problem here as I speak. This morning, I visited a number of filling stations and then some of the lorry stations and just looked at a scene in town, and everything is normal. I spoke to some of the attendants, and they explained the situation that a couple of days ago, the queues started building up, you know, in some places as a result of panic buying. I mean, the drivers were obviously monitoring what was happening in Accra, especially, and Kumasi, and because of that, they wanted to stock up on their fuel. So all those stocks were not that low in the region. People, you know, were scrambling for their product, but fresh supply of the products have kind of eased this anxiety of the drivers. So this morning at the station, there were a lot of buses, no queues anywhere, and the filling stations too, there are no queues of any kind. Because 2 days ago, you could see mostly the passenger cars trying to get some fuel, so there were small queues, you know, building up in some filling stations. But as I speak today, nothing like that is happening. I mean, the drivers told me that right on the highway between Sunyani and Kumasi, almost all their filling stations have diesel. And so as of now, they don't have any problems with diesel. And the attendants are also corroborating this fact, saying that they never ran short of diesel, but it was just because some of the drivers thinking that the what was happening in Accra could, you know, extend to this place. We're trying to stock up on their fuel. So basically here in Sunyani, everything looks ship-ship. I spoke to somebody in Techiman as well, and he also told me that they have no problem with diesel in Techiman as well. So basically, it looks like in Bunahafo, there's no problem with diesel as we speak.
So are you talking about the whole of Bunahafo or just for Sunyani and Techiman?
I can't speak for the whole of Bunahafo, but mainly Sunyani and Techiman, you can use them to gauge what's happening in the rest of the region because of the, you know, level of activity in these two towns. You know, Techiman is the commercial capital of the region, and because of its huge market, it gets visitors from all over the country. So there are a lot of public transportation which normally use diesel in that town. So if there's no problem there, then you could extrapolate that to the rest of the region to say that it wouldn't be too much of a problem, but I can't say that for sure. But for Sunyani and Techiman, we can tell you on as a fact that there's no problem.
Very well. Thank you very much for that update. John Sam Asa is our Bunahafu regional correspondent.
And the supply of diesel to some filling stations in Wai, the Upper West region, is normalizing after most of the stations ran out of the product almost for a week. Our regional correspondent, Swal Abdul Wahab, who visited some filling stations, said there was no rush for diesel by both private and commercial vehicles. Managers of the filling stations said there is the need to step up the quantity supplied in order to prevent the recurrence of shortage.
Today, as you can see, we've just discharged another 9,000 and the pump is free. That will tell us that.
Call Abdullahi Abuba. I'm the assistant manager in Asuna. It's almost a month now. We don't have supply because our stations are many. And due to the shortages, when they are bringing and maybe one of our stations is short somewhere, they normally discharge their fuel there. And as I'm talking to you right now, we have a spare tank. And our main tank is 10,000 liters. And the surface tank is 27,000 liters. And all are empty. Yeah. We don't have diesel.
3 days today, we had 4 or 5, which could not last us for 30 minutes. And yesterday, 9, we have an 18,000 worth. And as at now, it depends on if people happen to know that we have diesel. Just for not less than 2 days till it will finish.
My name is Brad Sally, working with my own company as the managing director. On the situation concerning diesel, I think that the situation is becoming normalized because for about 2 days we just received 9,000, which didn't last for more than 3 hours. But today, as you can see, we just discharged another 9,000 and the pump is free. That will tell us that other stations equally are also having diesel. That is why there's less pressure at the pump. We are believing that more trucks will still follow before the weekends.
That was a report by our Upper West regional correspondent, Swala Abdul Wahab. And
we now move to the north and to speak with Mutala Issa. Hello, Mutala.
Rosemary.
Yeah, are there any reports of diesel shortage in Tamale?
Well, as I speak right now, I left Tamale yesterday for the Eastern Corridor. So I'm actually somewhere near Bimbila. As at the time I was leaving Tamale, there were rumors that diesel was going to get short within the metropolis. So you could see motorists rushing to filling stations to get their tanks filled. So that is how much I can talk about Tamale. But as you move along the Eastern Corridor Road, some filling stations, Bimbila, for example, has two filling stations, one at the entrance from the northern side, the other to the southern side. That is the exit out of Bimbila. And the one on the southern side of Bimbila has diesel and petroleum. But then, as of yesterday in the evening, there were, again, rumors within Bimbila that of shortage, not just diesel, but petrol. So I could see residents and some car owners rushing to fill their tanks. But as of today, we've not observed any impact on transportation as transport owners are busy going about their normal duties. We went to the Bimbila station just a while ago and we are told that they are working normally. They have diesel. So we have not recorded the impact of the diesel shortage yet. on the Eastern Corridor route.
You live in Tamale. Would you say that the product is normally patronized as compared to petrol and gas?
Come again.
I was asking whether the product diesel is that patronized in Tamale.
Well, petrol is the main commodity that has a lot of impact on the people, because majority of the people here in Tamale, and in fact the northern region, use motorbikes. And when there's petrol shortage in Tamale, it impacts on every single household. But diesel has to do with people who use heavy-duty vehicles and trot-trot. Fortunately for us in Tamale, we do not have trot-trot vehicles operating within the Tamale metropolis, except for those who travel to the interiors, Bimbila, Yendi, Gushegu, Karaga, and the rest. So within the Tamale metropolis, diesel shortage is not so much of a problem as petroleum.
Very well. Thank you for that update. Mutala Issa is our Northern Regional Correspondent.
Meanwhile, the coordinator of the oil marketing companies, Kwekwa Jemendria, says the shortage is easing up, although the stock is not enough. He tells Radio Ghana that the cash and carry system being carried out by the bulk oil distributor companies is also contributing to the intermittent shortages.
Well, it's gradually easing up, and there's some stock which is available and not there. Healthy stock one would like to talk about, but at least it can take us for the next 1 week. And as and when those financial hold on the others are released, we hope to get more stocks in place. We are not having a large quantity that we used to have. It's been trickling. Stocks are not that much, but it's been trickling. And we'll have, if for instance the station is supposed to have two trucks in 2 weeks, probably you may be getting one truck. And what is also bogging it down is the cash and carry, because we have to get cash and go and buy the bulk in cash. So obviously, if a station which is not really turning around the fuel so fast, will not be amenable to getting the product. This is a commodity issue. And no matter what, there can be an abundance, as you can go back to history and see. There can be abundance, so the price go up, it has to go up. It doesn't, there is no relation at all. It's not like other commodities we have in the market when there's scarcity, they obviously have that. No, this is undercapped. It's not certain that because we are in shortage, it didn't happen. It doesn't happen. Recently, the price review was done. There was no increase, but still we are what we are. And, you know, it has no relation with that.
But how can we solve this problem of consistent shortages of diesel in the country from the OMC's point of view? How can this be curtailed?
For our point of view, basically, it's all that what you have been witnessing. Let's liberalize the market fully. Let's liberalize the market. Let's pay the right price at the right time. And obviously, the product will always be available. The others are gradually coming up.
That was the coordinator of the oil marketing companies, Kweku Ajimandria.
We have our central regional correspondent, Kingsley Nanabuedu, on the line to update us. Hello, Kingsley.
Yeah, hello.
What can you tell us as far as the diesel situation is concerned in Cape Coast?
Well, thank you very much. I must say that for the past 2 weeks, that was when we started experiencing the diesel shortage in the region. But as at last week, for instance, we've had on and off situation. But about 3, 4, 5 days coming, I must say that today, for instance, about 5 filling stations that I have visited in the region or in Cape Coast, for instance, indicate that we have fuel or diesel fuel in the system now. It was just about 2 weeks ago coming that we had a serious situation, and somewhere last week it was on and off. Some of the filling stations that we visited last week were having, some do not have, and all of that. But today, about 4 or 5 stations that I have gone around and visited indicates that we have diesel fuel in Cape Coast and the region, for instance.
So indirectly, it has not affected business of commercial drivers?
Of course. That was last week thereabout. There you had some vehicles parking, as well as those who use diesel fuel. They parked and claiming they don't have fuel, and you go to some filling station at the time, and there were queues waiting for diesel fuel to buy. Myself, our GBC car, for instance, we use diesel. So during some rounds, we had to be waiting for a certain time before we get fuel. So that was it. But as I speak with you now, the situation is different now. We seem to have diesel fuel in most of the places that we've had. Definitely, it affected transportation system and people traveling and all of that, because vehicles needed to wait for some time before they get fuel. It was like on and off situation. So So you will hear, we have some here, they run there. Then
very
you
well.
Have some here.
Yeah, that's Kingsley, thank you for that update. Kingsley Nanabuodo is our central regional correspondent.
We now zoom to the middle zone of the country where we have Thomas Nsunga J. Good afternoon to you, Thomas. Thomas Nsunga J in the Ashanti region, can you hear me?
Hello.
Thomas Nsunga J, what is the diesel situation in Kumasi and its environs?
Yes, I'm on the line.
I'm asking the diesel situation in Kumasi and its environs.
Okay, thank you very much. Unlike last week, when almost all the stations were empty with diesel, this week, when you visit some of the stations, some are taking delivery of stock from Accra. It is not as serious as it used to be last week. But when I spoke to some of the dealers, what they are saying is that this is because the number of the stations have multiplied. Any time that some of the stations, if few of them don't have stock, you don't feel it. But it's about 90% of them. I fail to get their stock from Accra. You see the queue, you see most of the stations having a long queue. I said those that have some queue at their stations. But this week, it is not serious. Some of the stations have taken delivery. So we will not see Kumasi is having a serious problem with diesel supply.
Very well. Thank you very much, Ashanti Regional Correspondent Thomas Nsunga J.